Huh. Fancy meeting you here. I can see by the look on your face that you don't even recognize me. Face the four-way signpost labeled north, east, south, and west. I'm sorry I never realized sooner who you are, I mean. I really am. But if you're here with me, that means something has taken a strange turn. Look over to the right. There's that parking lot. That's where we first met, remember? You were still young then. The suffocating smoke was just too much. Too much for both of us. They'd cleared the lot of cars and we were all gathered there to celebrate surviving our first year of studies. I knew everyone at the party, everyone except for you. Turn around. Be careful, look both ways before crossing the street and follow the sidewalk down past the blue assistance post. Where's the weirdest public place you've ever been for a good time? She had asked me that. Cynthia, that is. You were there too, and we had both been put off by that question. She had never asked anything like that before. But I felt like I had heard it. Somewhere. Our conversations usually revolved around sex, or good books, or how each other's work was going. I asked her why. She wrinkled her nose and said, no reason. Keep going. When you get to the end of the walkway, turn right at the red fire hydrant and be careful crossing Health Sciences Mall. Cynthia and I were together for 4 years. I must have told you this 1,000 times, but it's okay if you don't remember. This was her favorite area on campus. I could always find her here. Stop before you reach the bike racks on the left there. You actually saw them first and pointed them out to me. Remember that day in our final year? Vincent and Cynthia were walking out of the library together, and I actually thought nothing of it. Then she grasped his hand and got close at him, resting her head on his shoulder. Head back and turn right at Health Sciences Mall. Stick to the right, following the curve. Where's the weirdest public place you've ever been for a good time? Now it made sense. That was the question Vincent had asked me when I met him in first year microbiology. I remember him talking to Cynthia at the party all those years ago and being a little bit annoyed. I never really talked to him much after that. Keep going. Stick to the right. Oh, see there? See those dumpsters to your right? Stop there. There's no future for us. Cynthia had left me that voice message a few weeks after I saw her with Vincent. I tried calling her back, but I couldn't reach her. You were there too, and you had joked that I should dispose of Vincent. I never really forgot that. But at the time, it was kind of jarring, and I wasn't in the position or mood to do anything of the sort. Keep going. Proceed up the stairs. Being in love is something I don't remember or understand anymore. Why would you subject yourself to it? Putting yourself out there, vulnerable, thinking things will last. It's all an illusion. Or at least that's what I've been telling myself. If the question is whether or not I got over her and let the thought of her go, the answer is undoubtedly yeah. This all happened 3 years ago. See the crossroads shaped pathway? Right there, stop in the middle of it and face the tree. So, do you know who you are? The whole time you've been with me, I've been asking myself the same thing. Here's my hypothesis. If a flourishing relationship is like this giant tree in front of us, healthy and happy, you are the flip side. The other side of that coin. The tails that desires to be flipped over on its head. So, why are you here?